Want more Cliffo and Gabby?
Download the Hit app. This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
JB, you're an avid golfer. You love a bit of a hit.
I'm a horrible golfer, but I'll give it a whirl. Yeah,
you like it, though.
I do enjoy a good bit of golf.
Do you often go to Rose Bay Golf Club?
I will go every now and then. Now, my place is near Townsville, which, it got a bit inundated. So Rose Bay's been, it's up there. I like to mix it up and give all of them a crack.
Oh, it's a good course, though?
It is a really good course, Rose Bay.
Anyone else who feels like going out there, maybe just be aware of the water hazards, because there has been a croc spotted wandering through the golf course and heading into one of the water hazards.
Do we know which one? Can we?
No. Well, it was in the early hours of April 16, so about a week ago, there was a croc that was spotted just walking across the road and then just disappeared into the water. They haven't seen it since. Okay. It hasn't resurfaced and shown its face. But it's an assumption that it still could be in there. So there's been signs erected to warn everyone that there could possibly be a croc in there. If you lose your ball, don't go wading in to find it. It's not going to be a good ending.
That's where I spend half my game on. I'm gonna lose balls flat out. I cannot afford it.
You need to go buy like 100 balls because you're not getting it back.
This is a pure Happy Gilmore situation.
I know, you're just gonna lose it up.
I'm gonna jump into the water, get the ball back, and get that croc's eye and put it in a jar.
Oh, I can't wait to see the footage.
Nah, definitely don't do that. But you know, you have no idea what hole it could be.
It could be at any one of them. They just said it walked on in and they haven't seen it since. So just be aware.
Yeah.
Don't do a Happy Gilmore.
Go.
Leave it be.
Go
and if you
driving.
Lose your ball, too bad.
Get up with
Cliffo and Gabby on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Gabby, how's your arm feeling this morning?
My arm is feeling okay.
It's okay?
Not too bad, yeah.
Mine's 100% fine. Now, yesterday, myself and you, we went over to near the Townsville Hospital, right next door, to the Red Cross to donate plasma.
Yeah, and it's all because JCU competing in the Vampire Cup at the moment. So they're trying to get as many donations in their name as possible. You might have seen on our Facey page, Hit 103.1 Townsville, a video they did with Cliffo in it, where he was the King of the North and he was rallying the troops to go give blood. And so we thought, you know, Cliffo's not here, but we'll get it on board and support this as well.
Yeah, he's been wearing the robe as well around the house constantly. We hear reports.
Yeah, he's still playing the role. And
he's requesting baby Charlie call him king of... No, he's not. He's definitely not doing that. But it was the first time I've ever donated plasma.
Yes,
I've donated blood before, but it's a plasma-only donating centre here in Townsville now. And it's the first time I've ever done it. So it's a little bit different, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's a longer process because they take your blood, they separate it, they keep your plasma, and they put your blood back in.
It's cool. So, you can see the plasma going down to the bag, and it's sort of... Mine looked like beer a little bit, which is concerning.
It did. It's like a weird yellow colour.
Yellowy clear colour, which they said is pretty common.
Yeah, and it's a really great substance to help a lot of different ailments, but cancer as well. And, you know, it goes a lot further than your whole blood, especially for me because I'm a rare blood type, so no one actually wants my blood, but they all want my plasma.
Mm.
So it was great, though, because I was in there, and you've got to have good veins to be able to give plasma because they have to be big enough for the blood to be given back to you.
You get weird compliments.
And I'm sitting there, and she's like, ooh, that's a good one. That's a lovely vein. I was like, all right, vampire lady. But no, it was
they
so
get
lovely.
Excited
they
over it.
Do.
They're like, oh, the chick I watched, she's like, oh, you got three good veins in there. Oh, the decisions.
Oh, which one am I going to pick?
It's so hard. She was pumped about it. But
You were a slow bleeder, though.
No, I wasn't. They got a lot out of me. So I was in there for longer because that's what they do. They do a calculation on your height and your weight. And I'm obviously taller and heavier than you are. And they figure out how much they can get from you. So I basically gave more than you did.
Nah, I'm pretty sure you're just a really slow bleeder because I was in there just pumping it out, getting the job done. And then I waited for you like 20 minutes out in the cafe eating my sausage roll.
You're like, oh, well, now I have to get more sausage roll. Oh, no, rough time in the cafe. Oh, we'll have another coffee. But we heard yesterday that the needle was bigger as well.
It's not. Luke Lum lied to us. Yeah. It's the exact same size needle as when you give blood.
Exactly. So if you're thinking plasma and that it's going to be bigger and more painful, it's definitely not. So if you're looking to get involved, we do recommend it. Free sausage roll. Worth it every time.
And iced coffee.
Exactly.
And chocolate muffins.
It's a really good feeling, though, as well. And then later on down the track, you'll get texts that say how your donation actually helped, which is, it makes your day. It's a nice thing.
It does. It's a nice little give back. So get involved. And when you go there, make sure you tell them you're donating on behalf of JCU's Vampire Cup. Mm-hmm. Get their numbers up because we want them to win. It's like all the unis in Australia are competing in this. So we want JCU on top.
Yeah.
Rally them all.
Download the app. Head online. All the details on Facebook as well. And you can see our photo, which has a nice shot really up.
Up
my shorts. You don't want to look at that. But all the details there at it's Townsville's Hit 103.1. We're
ready. Hit Breakfast. With Cliffo and Gabby.
Townsville's Hit 103.1. Cliffo and Gabby. Gab's special guest in this week from the North Queensland Toyota Cowboys.
Yeah, we got Ben Hampton and Carl Felt joining us today. Welcome, boys.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
After a great win in New Zealand on the weekend. Congratulations.
When did you get back?
We got back. So we had yesterday off. We got back Sunday afternoon. So yeah, travelled all day Sunday and got back. But the travel's not so bad when you win.
Yeah, that's true. But Kyle, you just had a weekend at home for Easter.
Or was it jet skis or foot spa? No. Have we found something?
Nothing. I just went down to Bowen for a day, or 2 days really. So it was pretty good. Nice down there, yeah.
It's a nice spot down there in Bowen. Now, we won game by 7. There's been a sort of a shift in the last 2 weeks. Do you reckon this is the turning of the season, Benny? Or
yeah, well, the last couple of weeks we've really concentrated on a few things that we weren't getting right, just a few little areas in our game. And I think the last couple of weeks we've really, we've started to get them things right, and it's changed our game a lot. So I think from here, if we keep moving forward, we'll do really well.
Yeah.
Did you get any free time while you're in New Zealand? Because I know they've got a lot of crazy adventure sports happening over there. But is that like off limits when you're in season?
Maybe in your own time you can probably do a few things like that. But over there we had the afternoon off after we did captain's run, and you know, go for a walk around and have a bit of a look. But I think the most extreme thing we got up to was them little lime scooter things.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Got going around.
Hey, they can cause damage. Yeah, I've seen people go over the handlebars.
Yeah, we had a few boys cruising around on them for a bit, but that was as extreme as it got.
Do you have to wear helmets in New Zealand? Because they've brought them in, you have to wear helmets in the Australian lime scooters.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there was a helmet warning, but I don't know how many boys took that on board.
I think they all wore helmets. I'm pretty sure they all wore helmets.
They all wore safety helmets. First. Speaking of wins, though, I believe, Ben, you and JB have actually played against each other when it comes
back
to
in footy. The day, yeah, back in juniors.
Yeah, we did.
Here's a Mariba Gladiator. Uh-huh. I was a Melanda Eel.
Who won?
Oh, there's a lot of politics, you know, when it comes to each and junior rugby league. I don't know.
No. You don't know? If you were the winner, you would know.
Nah, we got them. We got them a fair few times, I think.
How old are you guys?
27 this year.
No, how old were you? Oh, what is juniors?
12. I was in the peak of my footballing career at that point. Obviously, Benny's going on to bigger and better things, but that's sort of where it ended for me.
Benny peaked
later. Davey's still holding on to that. He's like, oh, I played against a cowboy.
No, we played rep in that.
Yeah, we played together as well. That was,
oh, wow.
It was much easier. You didn't have to try run him down because you showed your toe on the weekend, actually. It was good to see Benny showed a bit of pace. Actually, a sprinter. 100-meter sprinter, weren't you, back in the day?
Yeah, did a little bit of athletics and running at school in between footy, yeah.
Now, Felty, back to your when are we seeing you back on the field?
We're trying to aim for Titans game, but it's touch and go at the moment, so it's come along a lot better than we expected, so hopefully it's back Titans.
Yeah, sounds good. Now, Doggies this Friday in Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney. Yep.
How do you reckon we shape up for that? They've not been good, but they've not been terrible either the last few weeks, Bulldogs.
Yeah, well, they've probably been the same as us. The last couple of weeks, they've probably played their best footy of the year. But, you know, they've still got great players all over the field, and they'll still be a handful on Friday night.
It's going to be an interesting game. One final thing before we let you guys go, though. Why, Ben, is your nickname Hamster?
Oh, I think, I don't
know. Where does that come from?
No, I don't know how, there's no story or nothing. It just sort of...
How can there not be a story behind the nickname Hamster?
It might be that, remember that Hampton the Hamster song? Or
that's not what we go by.
I don't know.
when he's out there and he's just on the field or at training, you can just look at him. It looks like his little melon's just ticking over inside, and we just call it like little hamster in there running on the wheel. So it's just he's gone like a bat out of hell. That's why we got the hamster.
Constantly digging.
That's probably
just the hamster wheel running around.
good luck this weekend. Fingers crossed, as always. And hopefully you're back on the field soon, Felty.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thanks.
Get up with
Cliffo and Gabby on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
When you start to ingrain yourself in your partner's family, it feels good. Like, if, don't you think? Like, yeah, when you've got two families now?
You just said it in a creepy way.
Yeah. When you're a bit of a creep.
So as soon as you start becoming part of that family, yeah, it's sort of nice. It's like you've gathered a new family.
Exactly. Yeah. So now you've got two families, except when you're left out of the loop.
Oh, no.
And
what's
this happened to me the other day.
Oh, no.
And I was a bit annoyed. I need everyone's help on whether I was right or wrong to be annoyed, because what happened was my boyfriend got off the phone to his mum and he goes, "Oh, I can tell you now." And I'm like, "Oh, what's that?" And he goes, "Mum and Dad have decided to close their business. It's now public knowledge."
Okay.
And I went, "Oh, how long have you known about that for?" And he goes, "Oh, a couple of weeks." And yeah. I was like, why didn't you tell me that they were thinking of doing that?
It's, yeah.
And he goes, "Oh, well, Mum told me not to tell anyone."
Good boy.
And I was like, whoa. I'm not just anyone. I'm your girlfriend and I'm part of your family now. And everyone else in the family knew about this except for me. I'm no longer part of that inner circle because you've left me out.
Well,
and he goes, "But Mum told me not to tell anyone." I'm like, "I am not included in anyone."
But then again, what Mum says goes.
No, I'm not included in anyone.
And the information didn't really affect you too much.
Doesn't affect me, but I was upset that I was left out of the circle of knowledge of family. So all the other wives and girlfriends and fiancés knew about this little family secret, and I was left out of the loop, and I felt
That's the main thing.
Yeah, I felt alienated from the family.
Did you get livid at Nev?
I got a little mad. I was like, "Mate, when someone says don't tell anybody, it doesn't include me. I'm not part of that."
But when Mum says don't tell anybody.
No, I'm still not part of that.
You don't cross Mama.
No, you don't. I'm not part of that. And there's plenty of examples. One of my girlfriends, now very publicly pregnant, but before she could tell everyone, she told me, I told Nev. I think it's like common rules, an unspoken rule, that when you say don't tell anyone, you expect them to tell their partner.
But see, you told Nev because you're the same as me. When you have information in your brain, you can't keep it in. It's so hard.
He probably literally forgot.
Yeah.
He probably forgot for 2 weeks.
I've had things I don't want to tell Jess, but then I do anyway because I can't stop my big mouth. So that's what I think's happened to you. But you felt left out.
I felt left out of the family. So I want to know 13, 12, 16. When you're told not to tell anyone, is your partner classed as anyone?
If you're told to keep a massive secret, if you're with someone,
doesn't have to be massive, just any secret.
So you think you should tell your partner
everything?
It depends. It doesn't matter.
No, you should tell him. You should tell him everything. So if you said to me, "Gab, I'm going to quit tomorrow, but don't tell anyone," I would 100% tell my partner.
I'd be furious. 13, 12, 16, who do you agree with?
No, you can tell them anything.
I agree, right? So if someone says to you, "Don't tell anyone, but, you know, Chloe slept with Josh," they expect you to tell your partner.
It's pretty much a given. Like, you know, my best mate tells me something, she knows I'm going to tell my partner.
Yeah.
But there's certain situations where you wouldn't. Like
what?
Well, if I'm talking to my buddy about, I don't know, something man-related, maybe our man pieces as in drama, and he says don't tell anyone, I may not tell my girlfriend because she might tell.
I guess it's down to discretion. Like, if you're telling something personal about your body and say, "Look, I've got this rash," but don't tell anyone, you probably don't want them to tell their partner.
There are things that you probably don't want to tell your partner. But if it's super juicy goss, I'm telling my partner.
Definitely.
Well, now that we're on the subject.
But Scott, what do you reckon? If you're told not to tell anyone, is your partner included in that?
Mate, sometimes, but it depends on if the mum has put the hard word on the son. I'm with that.
I'm more scared of my mum than my partner. Yeah. That's the thing.
At the end of the day, we all know the women have the pull in the relationship sometimes, and like, the mum's probably gone to the dad, struck him. If he tells the girlfriend, struck him off his inheritance, and it'll probably go that way.
All right. See, basically,
I can confirm. I have spoken to his mum since, and she was well and truly okay with me knowing the secret.
Okay. Well, see, to me, it comes down to who I'm more scared of as to who I betray. Thanks for the call, mate.
Janelle.
Good morning.
What do you reckon? Is your partner included in anyone?
No. I tell him absolutely everything. Even if my girlfriend says, don't tell anyone, I say, you know I'm telling Mike. And she goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's a given.
It's an unspoken rule. When you say don't tell anyone, partner is exempt from that.
Unless it's your mum.
Oh, however, what's the however?
However,
if
it's a boyfriend who's only been there for like 3 months,
oh, yeah.
Hell no.
No, it has to be a long-term partner.
He's no Mike. He hasn't earned the Mike category yet.
Are we ready?
Hit breakfast with Cliffo and Gabby.
Gabby, I love a good tale of someone who makes me feel smart.
Yeah, it's like dumb criminal stories are always my favourite.
Yeah, exactly.
They're hilarious.
Because it's someone doing something wrong, yeah. And then they also do something stupid. Now, this guy wasn't doing anything illegal.
Okay.
What he's doing is something very legal. Do you know how often you'll see him down the beach wandering around with headphones similar to what we have on now and walking around with a metal detector?
Yeah.
Have you ever used one?
I haven't, but I've been intrigued by these people that do get around because sometimes they find some pretty cool treasures.
Yeah, they do.
Depending where they're searching.
Well, I actually had a look, and one of the greatest ever metal detector finds was worth $1.5 million.
Yeah, we need to get in on this.
Oh, yeah, we need to get involved in that. There's others that are worth millions. There's all these different treasures that are more like artifacts. Some are gold, which is cool. I'd love to find that. But often people will find a 5-cent piece. They'll find a bottle cap.
Yeah, and I'm sure the metal detector itself costs a lot more than that to buy.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it's often a good investment, yeah. But hey, people have fun doing it, so each to their own. This guy was really deep into it, having a look, and he was adventuring around his backyard with a metal detector.
Oh, yeah.
When suddenly, beep, it goes off, and he's like, oh, that's a pretty big signal.
How does it beep?
Beep.
Sounds like you're just scanning stuff at the supermarket.
Well, I assume that's what it sounds like. I've never used a metal detector. But it seems like a pretty big signal, yeah. Reportedly. So he goes and gets a shovel and starts digging at this location.
As you would.
He then gets the metal detector out because he hasn't found anything after digging like half a meter. Keeps digging and scanning and keeps getting the beep and going, where is this? This has got to be huge.
Oh, my God, there's going to be so much treasure. It's going to be like a submerged submarine.
That's what he's expecting, yeah. I assume. Keeps digging for 12 feet.
Whoa.
And it's 12 foot deep and about...
That's like... triple my height.
Yeah, it is. And about, it'd be nearly a meter and a half in diameter. So that's a big hole, man.
That's a huge hole.
It's a big day of digging for this guy. He's digging and keeps scanning it before someone walks over and points out to the guy that when he's doing the scanning, he's accidentally going over his steel cap boot. And he was doing that from the get-go, scanning over his steel cap boot.
So he's like, yeah, there's something there, and it's just his shoe.
It's his own shoe.
What an idiot.
At the end of the day, hey, good set of steel cap boots for him.
And on the plus side, he now has a pool.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.